Listening. You will hear the conversation between the interviewer and the author of a new book. Choose the best answer for each question, A, B, C, or D. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the questions. Now we begin.
Daniel Ash, your new book is a collection of articles about people with strange jobs.
Yes, I collected stories about unusual jobs from all over the world.
So, you're not talking about actors or shop assistants?
No, all the people in the book have very strange jobs.
I see it's organised into different industries, like the cleaning industry. But isn't cleaning a normal job?
Normally, yes, but did you know there's a man in America called Brad Fields, and he cleans chewing gum off the Statue of Liberty? Well, actually, now he's got a company called Gumbusters, but that's all they do. They clean gum off the streets and famous buildings of New York.
Oh, what a horrible job!
Yes, apparently Americans chew 56 billion pieces of chewing gum a year. Then they throw most of it onto the street. That's a lot of cleaning.
Okay, that job is quite unusual. But what about in the food industry?
Well, when a company wants to advertise food, they sometimes need a food stylist. Their job is to make food look good in advertisements.
I've never heard of that job before.
Well, there are only about 20 food stylists in Britain. For example, when we look at a picture of strawberries and cream, we're really looking at strawberries and white paint.
Really?
Yes. And they paint sausages with washing up liquid, then coffee, to make them look natural.
So, what's the strangest job in your book, do you think?
Well, how about a vermiculturalist?
What's that?
A vermiculturalist is a worm farmer. These people manage farms that only have worms. No other animals. Only worms.
But why?
Well, worms like eating rubbish, and that's good for the environment. So companies pay a worm farmer to clean up their rubbish.
Fascinating. But, ugh, not a job for me. I see there's also a chapter about artists. What strange jobs did you find in...
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Daniel Ash, your new book is a collection of articles about people with strange jobs.
Yes, I collected stories about unusual jobs from all over the world.
So, you're not talking about actors or shop assistants?
No, all the people in the book have very strange jobs.
I see it's organised into different industries, like the cleaning industry. But isn't cleaning a normal job?
Normally, yes. But did you know there's a man in America called Brad Fields, and he cleans chewing gum off the Statue of Liberty? Well, actually, now he's got a company called Gumbusters, but that's all they do. They clean gum off the streets and famous buildings of New York.
Oh, what a horrible job!
Yes, apparently Americans chew 56 billion pieces of chewing gum a year. Then they throw most of it onto the street. That's a lot of cleaning.
Okay, that job is quite unusual. But what about in the food industry?
Well, when a company wants to advertise food, they sometimes need a food stylist. Their job is to make food look good in advertisements.
I've never heard of that job before.
Well, there are only about 20 food stylists in Britain. For example, when we look at a picture of strawberries and cream, we're really looking at strawberries and white paint.
Really?
Yes. And they paint sausages with washing up liquid, then coffee, to make them look natural.
So, what's the strangest job in your book, do you think?
Well, how about a vermiculturalist?
What's that?
A vermiculturalist is a worm farmer.
Ah.
These people manage farms that only have worms. No other animals, only worms.
But why?
Well, worms like eating rubbish, and that's good for the environment. So companies pay a worm farmer to clean up their rubbish.
Fascinating. But, ugh, not a job for me. I see there's also a chapter about artists. What strange jobs did you find in...
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of the listening task.